Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talking Hip Hop with DJ Slab and DJ Bird. This is the station where they do not turn down. I repeat, do not turn down. They are giving you the best of the hip hop local news, hip hop global news. So don't just sit there, man. Grab a phone call 347-934-0579, man. This is the station you want to be.
Welcome to Talking Hip Hop and Sports with DJ Slab and DJ Bird. DJ Slab's not in here today with us, but your boy DJ Bird and
your boy Wiz, what's going on? What's going on?
I'm here to talk to you, man.
Yes, sir.
So, if you want to talk to us, call in 347-934-0579. Give us a call.
Absolutely. Well, you know, man, I know this is something that's on everybody's mind right now, and it's the news. Your boys down there, UofL, I'm Cardinals. I'm breaking all the rules.
Yeah.
I'm breaking all the rules down there. What you think about that, man?
They keep saying Rick's gone after that. I don't think Rick's gone nowhere, because I'm going to tell you this. Rick didn't have nothing to do with it. It's not Rick's money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the coach was, giving the boys the money to go, and paying for all this.
Yeah. But I mean,
$20,000 a year. So where is he getting?
Right.
He's making about $20,000 a year.
Where he getting money from?
Yeah. So where is he getting money?
Tino don't know nothing about that.
Tino don't know nothing about it.
Okay. You know, my thing is when you got five former University of Louisville basketball players and recruiters telling the OTL outside the lines that they attended parties at the campus dorm for 2010 to 2014 that include strippers paid for by the team's, former graduate assistant coach Andre McGee, okay, so we know this, but Patino knows nothing? Patino knows nothing. Nobody, there's no rumors going around. I mean, you mean to tell me we're talking about kids and everything is just hush? And ain't nobody saying nothing at all when it comes to that? Patino didn't hear nothing at all?
Man,
we're talking about stuff that happened on campus.
I mean, but you act like they telling the coach anything. They giving this money to the kids. You think when it's going on in all sports, man.
Right, absolutely. I'm not saying that it's not, but I'm just saying I think it's a little far fetched to say that Patino knew nothing. Like he was just he didn't know nothing until it came out, the book came out. But prior to that, the lady said she tried to talk to them and they brushed her off. So, I mean, Patino knew. It was just that it's because it's blown up.
You know how it is. I mean, she is what she is. I mean, you out there doing this for them. I mean, ain't no telling who else you doing it for. And they probably doing the same thing to you. I mean, you a jump off.
I'm just saying. Again, there's no way Patino. They were trying to get recruits.
But these girls, all you have to do is say, this is the new Louisville star. Girls is going to go just because he's going to Louisville. They got all type of females there that want them. Basketball players. Football players.
So, what do you feel? How do you feel that this situation should be handled? I mean, do you think that Patino should stay there? I mean, because to me, it looks like there's a pattern. I mean, if you look at, all right, Patino in the situation that he had, an extramarital affair, and where at? Of all places, you see what I'm saying? So, I mean, you look at these patterns of these issues that are happening with the players, and I mean, what was the other player that just they had to boot from the team because they said that he was involved in a rape allegation?
Yeah.
I'm saying, like, all of these things, you adding all this stuff up.
When they had that, Rick Pitino get into his hands. I mean, Rick Pitino just...
He cut him loose.
I mean, what he's supposed to do. So, if he had any knowledge...
But it came out that he didn't do it, though. But it came out, though, he didn't rape her, though.
I know it.
And so now we're talking about
it was bringing attention to the team.
Absolutely. So I think he should step away.
Something that they didn't, you know.
He needs to step away.
He didn't need to be bothered by, you know, what one player was going on, and he had previously been in trouble.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I understand that, but I'm just saying right now.
I mean, this ain't like the first time he's been in trouble, man.
Right, yeah, I understand that too, but this ain't the first time that that Louisville has had to endure a scandal sort of similar to this, and it just looks bad. This is bad press. I believe that maybe, you know, they need to look at, okay, hey, maybe we need to put the new in there and start fresh, because right now the image that is befalling Louisville is not a good one. Would you agree? I mean, I understand Pitino's a good coach.
Pitino's an awesome coach, man. I'm telling you, man. I don't think they're going to let him go. I mean, he had no idea of none of this, man. He did the right thing with the player. I mean, he didn't know nothing about this. I mean, the coach is only making $20,000 a year. That's not even making up for the rest. Where is he getting it from?
You know,
I'm
glad you said that. All of that, all of these guys with knowledge of those, and Pitino still knows nothing.
There's players in, you know, in the NBA with
more. Right. They just giving their bread out. They just kicking cash.
Everybody, I mean, when they there, it's boosters and all that. I mean, sorry to say, but there's boosters and people, alumni who walk up to them and give them money.
Okay. I mean, I feel you.
Take care of that.
I feel
and
you
then,
on
that's
that.
That's what, when they make it to the pros, that's what they do. They give back to, you know.
They get back. They get back. All right. Well, okay. So with that in mind, this is an excerpt. And this is the excerpt from the ESPN article. It says the book Breaking Cardinal Rules: Basketball and an Escort Queen, published this month by a self-described former escort, Katina Powell, who's now 42, she details nearly two dozen stripping and sex parties from 2010 to 2014 inside Billy Minority Hall. Okay, the on-campus dorm for athletes and other students, named for Louisville's men's basketball head coach Rick Pitino's late brother-in-law Powell. Okay, or late brother-in-law. Powell, who first spoke to the Indianapolis Business Journal Book Publishing, has said that McGee arranged parties and paid her $10,000 for supplying dancers during the period of time. Powell told Outside the Lines in an extensive interview that McGee also supplied cash for side deals, which included sex with some of the recruits, guardians who accompanied them on the visits, and some Louisville players. You know, Pitino is calling. He's, you know, he's desperately calling out to say, hey, man, just, you know, step up. Take the fall. And rightly so. Because right now, this is, you know, if nobody comes up, if nobody, you know, steps up and does the right thing and just, you know, try to keep his and all this speculation and he say, she say stuff right now, but if nobody steps up, takes responsibility for it, it's going to be that much more, you know, that they're going to call for Pitino. I don't think there's any way around that one. I I just don't think so, man.
Man. It's happening every school. I mean, it's just one school always gets caught.
Break, and then, you know, you get a book written.
Yeah.
Break is cardinal rules.
For real, I mean, it's just, it's part of it. You gotta make, you gotta learn to make better decisions.
Mm. Hey, man, you hear about Andrew Wiggins, man. They saying he might be the new next Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they.
Man, he's nice though, man. I mean, he's been doing his thing, man.
Yeah.
He's been doing his thing, man.
Or than them Timberwolves, huh?
Yeah. Timberwolves, man.
Okay.
Ain't no telling, man.
I mean, let me see. I'm looking at his numbers. They got a projected record of 29-53, and say Andrew Wiggins though. 75%. He's going to be 75% of the team. Of all their production, pretty much.
I mean, he improved.
Yeah.
He showed what he can do.
Yeah.
So, that's what's up, man.
That'll work. That's what.
You got to hear about Kobe?
No, I haven't.
He said out his second game, man. He said he might not see the floor till regular season start.
I mean, do we need to be out there every season?
I mean, from my point, from him being out so long, I think he really needs that. I mean, he don't need to go hard,
mm-hmm.
but he needs to get out there and run up and down the court and get the feel and you know,
yeah.
post a little turnaround moves, you know, just get
from yeah, get that rhythm.
Get back in the rhythm of, I mean, because when you practice, I mean, you get somebody right there standing in front of you, but they ain't really defending you like you need them to defend you.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I think he should, man. At least one game.
I don't know, man. It's kind of like he's getting to that age now where you don't want to see him go down from an injury, you know.
That's why he don't need to go hard.
Right, but, you know.
He needs to get out there and get his, you know.
Yeah.
Get it going, get his heart rate pumping to where he needs it.
Yeah.
They gonna need. I mean, don't get me wrong, man. You just don't lose what you know you're blessed with, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's that good.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, people don't like him because his attitude and the way he is. Hey,
they need him.
People's different, man.
Tell you what, they need him.
Yeah, they really do need him. The way I seen that last preseason game, Swaggy P, with the shots he be taking, hey, man, I be wondering sometimes, man. For real, man, cause like I seen him take one shot, he lost it, he got it, dribbled through his legs a couple times, spent, and then just turned around and shot it.
Well,
yeah, nowhere near the basket.
Damn.
I said, man, this is ridiculous.
Man, have you ever been to the dinner table, man, and somebody blew their nose, man?
No.
At the dinner table? Well, I say they practice good courtesy. But I got to say, for a woman in Minnesota, okay, back on the 19th of October, a man killed his grandmother for blowing her nose at the dinner table. Said he attacked. Well, he bludgeoned his grandmother to death with a hammer, and told police that he attacked the 84-year-old victim. She blew her nose at the dinner table, according to the criminal complaint. Timothy Robert Steele, this guy's 34 or 35 years old. Because she. In one of his jackets. This girl's getting crazy, man.
Man, ain't no telling what somebody else would do.
You ain't lying, man. You got to just be on guard.
But you just hear word. You hear crazy stuff all the time.
Yeah. All the time.
Come on, man.
Mm-mm. You know, I mean, Where's the love at? That's where it is. I mean, you know, if you got love, you won't do crazy stuff like that.
I know. The Cavs beat the Mavs to not have a winless preseason.
Wow.
That's crazy, man. But they got a lot of people hurt still and not there. Like Tristan Thompson, he won't. I mean, I don't know what the deal is on that. I mean, 7 days away, man. From the start of the season.
Yeah. Coming quick.
Yeah. And then.
Well, that was last night. They were playing last night.
Yeah.
You know.
And then you got Kyrie out still. I mean, Cavs got some key players, man, that they need.
Yeah.
They got Shumpert out too. Shumpert's he's doing light practices, you know, just doing stuff with his left hand.
Yeah.
So when he get back, his left hand's just gonna be just that much better.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
So. And then they had additions to their team. They had Mo Williams get added.
Mm-hmm.
Richard Jefferson added. Cavs, man, I'm telling you, man.
They're looking up. Yeah.
I mean, you got your team built around LeBron. And then you got some good role players that's actually going to give him some good role player points and defense and stuff.
Yeah.
You got your Mo Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Mo Williams and Kyrie in your backcourt, man. I can't wait till Kyrie gets better, man. I want to see these two in the backcourt together.
Yeah, that'd be something special.
But to put these two in the backcourt together.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you?
True. Absolutely.
Then both of them can pull the trigger. Your Cavs is the team to beat this year, man.
Okay.
And then you got the Spurs, too, man. The Spurs got a nice little addition. They got LaMarcus Aldridge, man.
Yeah.
That's a big, big pick.
Oh, yeah. Man. Definitely.
Hey, man, they was a good addition to the team right there.
Yeah. I hear that. Yeah. True, man. You know, this preseason, I mean, I know a lot of people, you know, we're watching that, but not nearly as many people that were watching in the Monday Night Football last night to watch them the Giants and the Eagles play. Boy, you know, and you know, coming into the game, everybody was talking about, you know, just how much Eli has, you know, changed his style and how good he's looking, and you know, he's like a little Aaron Rodgers out there. You know, I gotta say, I mean, he looked good out there, but the boys got trounced. They got trounced 27-7. So for all that stuff that they talked about, and then people want to talk about Chip Kelly, you know, and how he's running his offense. I mean, 27-7 on the paper, what looks like to be a good Jets team. You know, yeah, they have some. You know, they got some hurt on their team. You know, Victor Cruz wasn't out there. You know, you're not playing with a 100% Odell Beckham Jr., but he was still out there playing, catching, you know. But I know a lot of people were watching the game because they were waiting for the trailer of Star Wars last night, which they went ahead and debuted. What do you think about that?
I really didn't get into Star Wars, but I watched it a couple times,
yeah.
You know, here and there when it wasn't into, just, you know.
Yeah.
They said it's gonna be nice.
Hey man, they got an African American Jedi now, man, and this guy is good from the trailers. I mean, at first when they first showed it, and I was thinking that the guy was just a stormtrooper, you know, because he had on the stormtrooper hat, but. Or so, you know, the outfit. So it kind of threw me for a loop, you know. But then after seeing today, or, you know, last night, seeing the trailer, you know, it showed the more backdrop that, you know, hey, this guy's a Jedi, you know. And so it's like, I think this is going to be, well, you've already got people reserving their tickets right now for the movie that hasn't even going to come out for another 2 months. So it's going to be something epic, man. It's going to be something real epic.
Yeah. And then, I know I was watching that game, too.
Yeah, man.
It was a nice little game.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, Nicki Minaj, she was on covers for the New York Times, and then they had got her to speak on, you know, the Drake versus Meek Mill. She was just telling him, she was like, man, look, I just want it to be over.
Mm.
I mean, because even though she messes with what's her name, Meek Mill,
mm-hmm.
I mean, her and Drake, they cool.
Yeah.
They started together, basically.
Yeah.
Coming to Young Money and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I mean, why not? I mean, you're going to have to get over they, you know, personal feelings and just keep it, you know, professional.
You hear about the game? The police want to arrest him for making a threat on the radio, they said.
Making a threat to who? With a woman?
I think he was beefing with someone. It's not showing it, man.
Oh, man.
It's not showing it, but yeah, he was beefing. And then they said he threatened somebody on the radio, so now.
Yeah, it's a doggone shame, man. You should have better things to do with your time than messing around on the radio. And you know, why are you going to threaten somebody on the radio of all places? You know, I mean, that's just not smart. If you go do something, you just do it. Why are you telling everybody what you go do? You don't have plans to do that. Or you have plans to go to jail. So sometimes I look at it like this. People just want to get publicity, you know, because maybe the ratings are slipping in his show he's doing, and he wants people to look at that. So, you know, it's just, hey, life is real, ain't it?
We got great news on Lamar Odom.
Hey!
He's getting better.
Mm.
So, with him getting better, they said that he's going to start trying to walk and do all this stuff again here pretty soon. So, yeah, Lamar Odom is.
Mm.
Everybody keep praying for him.
Mm-hmm.
He is getting better.
You know, maybe he can come back and, you know, maybe coach in the NBA or something, or, you know.
I won't take it too far. But, you know, it's possibility. But yeah. And we got a special guest, man. He be here probably in the next 10-15 minutes.
Okay.
We have a guest. His name is Will. Local artist. So
what's up?
Special guest for y'all today, so stick around.
Oh no! Oh! I'm sorry, bro. I just got hit with, you know, I'm going through this news feed, you know, and they say pound out or hashtag out in hip hop. Miles comes out on Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah, man. I seen that too.
They got these niggas on here kissing, like, lip to lip, bruh. And, like,
man,
I mean,
crazy,
I don't.
It's,
you know, I mean, that's hip hop, though. I mean, you know, that's a force to be reckoned with now, bro, because you got to realize that. And I even caught a little clip on something that they was having a little show, and they asked Ray J about it. And, you know, they told Ray J, you know, If you out here, you know, and you're doing music with a homosexual or whatever like that, then you're going to get stigmatized as, hey, you know, you're out here doing this with this person or whatever like that. And, you know, and Ray J made the statement that, you know, it's time to get past that. So it's like, you know, I mean, there's a time right now that's coming in hip hop where, you know, I think you're going to see, you know, a division grow where you're going to have people that is accepting of that.
Yeah.
And you're going to have people that's not accepting of that.
That's crazy, though, but how it all went down, man. He was, you know, he talking about he didn't want to tell, like, how you not want to tell somebody? I mean, you keep playing both sides, and, hey, man, I can't see how no man just want what he got.
I don't know, bro.
God put a man here and a woman here for a reason, for us to.
Well, I mean, you know, a lot of people don't even agree with that statement. So, I mean, you know, I mean, we live in a time right now where there's many gods. There is one, but.
This is all I'm saying. And this is the last thing we're going to talk about, you know, some people might not want, but it really don't matter. But I'm going to say it like this. If God didn't die for our sin,
mm-hmm.
it would be none of us here.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be, you know, all animals.
Mm.
You know, forest, trees, a lot of land, no houses. God died for our sins. You know?
Absolutely.
So, with that being said.
Oh, wow. You know, I'm just looking at this right here, man. It says a white rapper used an N-word, 3-Pac dead at 24.
Dang.
It says,
getting bold nowadays, huh?
It says, rumor has an internet rapper, 3-Pac, has died of an apparent heart attack. Dang. And that was it. That was the article. That was pretty quick, too. Damn. All right. All the other news.
did you get to that Kings and Pelicans game this weekend?
Man, I did not, man. Sold out.
Man, I knew it was going to be sold out. Plus,
yeah.
They threw parties, man.
Oh, I bet they did, man.
My cousins had one to trust, and then Willie had one down in Manchester Street.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I bet it was nice, man.
Nah, man. They said it was swole. I ain't go.
Yeah.
You know me, man. I really
don't have
no club type of guy, man. So.
Boy. But yeah, man. I'm glad to see that they, you know, could bring that here. You know.
Yeah. Man.
That's a good deal.
We need a lot more of that here.
Mm-hmm.
A lot more games. A lot more, you know. We could probably, you know, have an NBA team that would probably bring more money.
Oh,
to
yeah.
An NFL team.
You know, I think.
A major league team.
I think with the amount of players that we be bringing into Kentucky and Louisville alone, that, you know, if they, you know, that we could sign them boys right out of college, you know, right out of college and getting some good deals, representing the state, right, you know, taking on LeBron, you know, and being, you know, contending.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be a perfect dream, you know, but we got the Commonwealth, and so, you know, wow. You know, it's crazy, man. Every time I look on the news now, it's just death. Everywhere you turn is death. It's like I can't even get through two stories without just hitting, you know, just more death. And it's like, you know, it doesn't matter who it's, you know, against. I mean, you know, people are going too early, man. Here it is.
Most
I'm looking.
Do go too early.
Yeah, Philly transgender woman murdered by a group of men. Okay, I'm like, dang. Then it goes here. A man drove his SUV into the water and killed his whole entire family, him and his family.
That's crazy.
You know, I'm like, a father. It's black, too. Black dude.
It's crazy, man.
Oh, shoot. Hold up. Showing him right now. This just, this insaneness that.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate that that's what we're living in right now, where people feel, again, I think what it is no hope. You know, no hope will cause you to feel like the only way out is to do something drastic, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's wild, man.
Yeah.
That is wild. You watch the Black Ink Crew?
Yeah, I be watching it sometimes, man, when I be catching it.
I be
missing it sometimes, man, because, you know, when I get out of school sometimes.
Yeah, it'd be on.
It'd be on, and it comes on at, like, what, 8?
I think 9, something like that. Because,
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you heard about that, you know.
Dang.
I don't know if you heard about that, you know.
Oh, well, it says your boy Osh from Black Ink Crew. He, you know, supposedly smashed Duchess behind your boy
Caesar, huh? Dang, man, that's pretty deep, bruh.
Oh my God, boy.
Might have to go back and check a couple of episodes out, you know. Now you got a little insight. You're like, let me see how this is, you know, was it playing out in front, you know?
The reunion.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to come on. When does it come
on? That might be here soon, actually. Because, it come on Mondays, don't it?
Monday?
I believe so.
I'm gonna go check it out, man. I'm gonna watch it. But you see it's new
one
that's coming, supposed to be coming out?
What, is Chicago or something?
Yeah, Black Ink Chicago.
I want
to check that one out, too, man.
Yeah, it might be pretty straight. I really don't watch too much. I really don't watch too much TV. Like, if I do watch TV, it'd be, like, a lot of news, very in the politics. But, you know, every once in a while I may catch in, you know, a reality show every once in a while. See how people doing it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, but I think that Love and Hip Hop was just a little too much for me, because, you know, I just happened to see a little bit of it, you know, and I never watched that, the L.A. You know, I watched Atlanta a little bit, but L.A. I never really, you know, watched, because first, I'm not really a Soulja Boy fan or Ray J, so I could really didn't see myself looking at it. But I just happened to see, you know, on the screen before this coming out thing, and I seen the dude that they saying they're coming out, and I looked at him, and I was just like, yo, this dude kind of looks funny. Like, you know, like, what is this dude gay? I asked my wife, because she's watching. She was looking at it, she was like, well, he may be, I don't know. Then, not even a week later, this dude cried on TV. I'm like, oh, man, come on, bruh. That one, yeah, man, I'm like, that's too raw, man.
Just telling them. That was right when the first part of, you know, I ever watched any of them. I ain't never Loving Hip Hop no episode.
Dang, you didn't know what you was coming into.
I walked into it and he was crying. I'm like, what he do to him, man? Did it fight?
Yeah.
I'm like, what he do? The next thing you know is he walks up to him like, I've been wanting to tell you this. I was gay. I'm like,
oh.
I said, oh, man, I ain't watching this.
Yeah, man.
I ain't watching.
They had pastors, bro. They had pastors and on there talking about that art that say they're gay. You know what I'm saying? Like, gay pastors on there saying, hey, it's all good. So if that, then what did Jesus die for? If that lifestyle is cool now, then what did he die for? Because clearly we're not seeing eye to eye.
At all.
I mean, I remember the times when, you know, people did wrong and they knew that they were doing wrong. They didn't act, they weren't looking for pity. They weren't looking for you to accept them. They were doing what they wanted to do. Now, it's like, not only do everybody want to do the wrong thing, but they want you to clap for them. And you know, I'm not just talking about homosexuality. I'm talking about anything. Pedophilia. Okay, because now we've opened the door for that. Pedophiles want their due also. They say they're born the same way homosexuals say they're born. So what about bestiality? If a person feels like they're just drawn to an animal and they feel like they've been that way all their life, then okay, if we can't deny two men and two women being together, who's to say we can't deny a man and a boy that's from being together, or a man and a sheep? We can't.
You know, people put emphasis on what they want to put emphasis on. So, you know, ain't no telling.
Yeah, man, you know, it's just that, you know, we live in a day and age now where it's kind of almost like Burger King, man. We're trying to have everything our way. Everything. We want to have our friends our way. We want people to mold to what we want, and we don't really want to bend to anybody else's view. We don't want to see anything from anybody else's frame of mind, and if it doesn't jive with us, then we're not there. But, and I don't mean that on everything, but I'm talking about, it just seems that we want to go for the things that we know are bad for us, and we reject the things that are good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You hear about the Lil Wayne and Diddy? It's supposedly...
Oh, they getting together or something? They doing something?
Beefing.
What will happen?
Live.
Dang.
Yeah, man, they said they was close to duking it out.
What? Why? What happened?
They said most of the times whenever rap beef goes down, chances are it's going down in Club Live in Miami.
Mm.
The same club has been the spot of many a brawl, so much. So we did a list on it. The latest beef, or should we say almost beef, involved is Diddy and Lil Wayne. TMZ reports that Weezy and Diddy were both at Live on Sunday night, and sources say that Lil Wayne approached Diddy in the VIP section next to the DJ booth to simply say hello. However, Wayne was unimpressed with Diddy's security stop. His crew. And his crew was asked to search him, like as if he had a gun.
Well, did he scare like that?
No, I mean,
he was Wayne, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, y'all cool. I mean,
why you got them there searching? So the boys about to go to beef over that. I wonder Diddy probably had to come.
Bodyguards. And things escalated between both hoses. There were shoving and yelling from both parties. But in the end, they decided to shake hands and walk away.
Oh, that's what's up. You don't hear too much about that. Like, you know, people like that going ahead and ending on a positive note. That's what's up. I like
that. For real, man. I need more
of that, man. Yeah, heck yeah.
Y'all work together, man.
You know, I mean, why y'all got... You know, hey, that story right there, I need to see more stories like that in Chicago. I need to see more stories like that in Baltimore, you know, where folks who don't have money, you know, are walking away from doggone needless killings.
Dang, man. You heard about the Wayne sued his own lawyers from private jet lawsuit.
No, what? Whoa.
The Wayne's lawyers claim he owes $80,000 in unpaid legal fees.
Hmm.
The Wayne's lawsuit last month to a private jet company name signature group and forked over around $2 million in unpaid bills.
Oh.
But he's not done yet. His lawyers from the case are now suing him for $80,000, claiming that Lil Wayne never paid them their legal fees. This is crazy. They're gonna keep suing each other back and forth.
Dang. More money, more problems, man. And, you know, people want it. That's sad. I mean, they gonna come after. They gonna keep coming too.
Yeah, of course.
You ain't gonna get rid of them. So it's either hey, you pay them folks what they owe, or get some better lawyers to go ahead and tie them up in court forever.
Gates got married.
Kevin Gates, the one that be doing heroin?
No. You know Kevin Gates.
The rapper?
Yeah, I don't get to.
I thought I seen something and said something about he was doing on doing heroin or something.
Oops.
I don't know about none of that.
I ain't never. I don't either, man.
For real, man.
Shoot, that ain't nothing you want to play with.
Yeah, man. Drake's new Hotline Bling. If y'all ain't seen it, man, the new video, man, it's out now, man.
It's straight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's out now, man. I mean, you like the song. Everybody like the song. Can't say you don't like the song.
I have not heard the song. but I will hear the song though.
Dang, I have not heard the song. That's crazy.
Yeah. Back to game. They said it's his longtime girlfriend.
That he threatened?
No, Kevin Gates got married to.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, they got married on Saturday.
Congratulations.
Kevin Gates ain't afraid to put his personal life out there, whether it be through his hyper-professional music or his hilarious oversharing Instagram posts. If you're paying attention to Kates, you'll know that he's been in a long relationship with Drika and the mother of his children, Isaiah and Kaza, on Saturday. Kevin and Drika tied the knot, and naturally Gates documented much of the celebration on Instagram. His caption went from cute to explicit. Gotta go ask Drika if y'all could borrow some of her royal pickle. But here on out. That's crazy.
That's funny. All right then.
Well, congratulations to Gates.
Absolutely.
You get married?
That'll work.
Did you Vic, man, my boy, man.
Oh, I got hurt, yeah, man. About a week. I don't think we're going to see him again this year. Because, I mean, Big Ben should be back.
And plus, you know, quarterback doing good, too.
So. Yeah, I mean.
Vic was doing good. And
he was starting to shine, too, because he was starting to move them legs a little bit. You know, he was out there moving them feet. And, I was getting excited because, you know, I got the Red Zone channel, you know. So I'm looking, you know, I'm looking at this. I'm like, dang, Vic out there, you know, moving. I'm like, okay. And then next thing I know, this dude done doggone touched the back of his calf with his foot. And I'm like, uh-oh, you know, dang. Kind of hobbled off. I was like, well, yeah, I'm glad, you went out doing something, you know, so.
Got them Wildcats, man. Y'all ready for you Wildcats?
Man, I know I am, bro. Yeah, Lee.
Down there to Starksville, yeah. Mississippi.
Yep.
Down there, that's where Mississippi State's from, in case y'all didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we
it's been a good day.
You have my business.
Yes, sir.
Big Blue Nation.
Yes, sir.
B-I-U-K.
And what time is that game?
7:30.
Yeah. I'm ready for that.
Yeah, I think everybody's ready for that game, man.
I mean, especially, you know, I was ready for that W, you know. I was ready for that W this weekend, man. But, you know, I mean, if we're going to be, yeah.
Dropping that pants, man. They hurt me too, man. And it's the same person, man.
Yeah.
He dropped the pants against Florida.
You know, somebody got to step up, man.
Johnson, we've been catching all the ball. Catches everything. And y'all don't want to throw him the ball? That's clutch right there.
Yeah.
Man. He's been catching everything. That's
what you need to. I mean, they better not make the same mistakes in doggone Starksville that they made, you know, here. Because how many games are we going to give up that we should have?
That's what I'm saying.
I'm trying to see a better bowl game this year, man.
Nah. From the beginning, man. Y'all keep
going to
play comeback. We can't play comeback.
Yeah, you ain't lying,
man. We
can't
play comeback on everybody.
Shoot. Matter of fact, Toles, I need to see them feet move a little bit more, man, because Toles can run, shoot.
Yep, sure can, man.
So, I mean, you know, let's go ahead. Let's get it. Kentucky, let's get it. I mean, y'all got it to do it, so let's do it.
Ohio State, they better start JT Barrett over Cardale Jones.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
I mean, they was only using Barrett the first for, you know, red zone.
Yeah.
Like, when Cardale Jones gets down there, he's not producing in the red zone.
Mm.
JT Barrett, before he went down last year, you know, he always made things happen.
Yeah.
So, J.T. Barrett, he gets the starting quarterback position. Rutgers on Saturday. Coach Urban Meyer, he's shaping things up, man. He's seeing things different.
Yeah.
They already got away with
the boy's still good, though. Hey.
Braxton Miller ain't even a quarterback no more. He was going to be the starting quarterback. But since he had that surgery, he really can't throw that many passes.
Yeah.
But.
Boy. Hey. Tell you what, man. I mean, you know, they gonna get it right though. But guys,
yeah.
Man, I tell you what, man. Speaking on that NFL, you know, your boy Randall Cobb, you know, Kentucky alum. It's nice to see him still doing his thing up there in Green Bay.
Yeah, man.
Yes, sir. You know, we got Kentucky right now. Okay, we're getting our guests ready. Bring them on here to the mic, boy Whip. Got a special treat for y'all tonight, though, so it's,
I told y'all, man, we're going to have his guest.
Yes, sir.
Finally arrived.
Yeah.
He's here.
What up, though?
The man.
Yeah.
Introduce yourself.
What up, though? It's Whip, WIP, Work in Progress. What it do?
Okay, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
What's going on with you, man?
Man, maintaining, man. Just getting out this long meeting, man. Just working with some cats on putting together a boys program, man. So. I'm going to be reaching out to y'all, cast soon,
okay.
Man. I'm going to need everybody help on this one.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Exactly.
Man, you know, I'm only a phone call away.
Yeah.
Indeed. Appreciate that.
Yeah, man. So what new music you got for us?
Man, I just wrapped up the Whip Project, man.
Okay.
It's a little EP. It's actually kind of some old material, you know what I'm saying? Stuff that I never had a chance to put on CD, you know, and a couple new joints, you know. But Cat's been asking for a minute, you know what I'm saying, where my solo projects at, because I got a couple projects out, but, you know, it's like in groups, you know what I mean? So this is like my first actual solo project, just me, you know what I mean? So I just got the final mix song in, so I'll probably have them CDs ready for you sometime during the week. It'll be ready for digital download. What's today? Tuesday. I had that by the weekend.
Oh, sure.
No doubt,
okay.
No doubt. So, okay. Yeah, man, just pushing, man. Started the Mic'd Up tour with my homie Romels with two L's.
Okay.
You know what I mean? We hitting Cincinnati this weekend. We got some spots in Indianapolis popping up. We hitting Wisconsin, Chicago. Man, anywhere else, anywhere else we can get booked.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Hey. Moving on up and down, though. Yeah,
trying,
I like
work,
that.
Dude.
Yeah.
He's trying to get booked.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Y'all want somebody? It's nice, too. I haven't heard it. I heard some of this stuff, man. So
okay.
I'm going to be the first to say the man's nice.
Thank you, appreciate it.
Man, we're going to have to have you back on here, man. We got them CDs, man.
Yeah,
so
indeed,
you know,
man. I'll be happy to stop back through, man.
Oh,
anytime,
yeah.
Anytime.
Whenever you get them together, man, you know, you put your final touch to them, come back, man.
Indeed.
Anytime.
Yeah, man.
Appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
I will do that. Do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So who you got? You got artwork. Like, what's your direction? Like, do you have anybody handling that for you?
As far as like, well, the Whip Project is like, I made it real simple. Like, I wanted the letters. I just wanted it to be something different. Like, I didn't want no like real crazy artwork. It's just like the Whip Project, like bubble letters.
Okay.
And,
okay.
It's like real basic, but the color scheme is just one of them color schemes that make you just kind of gravitate to it.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what I want it now.
Yeah.
You know, like the video I'm working on, I don't really want to be in it.
Mm.
I mean, I just got a whole bunch of imagery and pictures that
I
want to put in it. So I'm working right now on that. You know
okay.
I mean? That's the next step. Once I get the video pushing in, it'll be full blast.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? And in the meantime, before all that get cracking, you know, I'm working on another EP with my homie Romels with two L's.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we just grinding, man. We just trying to make something happen.
Hey.
That's all you can do, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Money,
yeah.
Indeed. Yeah. Full length coming soon too, man. I'm working on a full length project now. Not the EP scratch. We done with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now it's on to the full length. All original gonna be ready for iTunes and the whole shot.
You okay,
know
when you
it's gonna be serious. I'm gonna really put my foot in on
it. Yeah. Okay.
I'm gonna shock them.
You got a date? You got a date you looking at?
Man, early top of the year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, 2016 will be a big year.
Man,
hey,
already.
Yes, sir. Already, hey,
man. It's a whole lot of music dropping, too, man. A lot of local cats I'm digging, too. So
okay.
I'm going to be reaching out to cats, man. You know, fuck with me. Fuck with me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Indeed.
Yeah. So, you said you're in Cincinnati this weekend, right?
Yeah, we got a spot. Let me
for
you, man. We
let me know where you gonna be.
Yeah,
indeed.
Let's see. They shoot up for the Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Go holler at my boy Will.
Yeah, gotta come.
Only a hot skip.
Gotta
come
check me out. Let's see what we got this weekend. We've been making some moves too, man. We done did a couple shows in Frankfurt. We kicked off the show. Actually, we kicked off the tour in Louisville.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? We started there, and we did a show at Louis Vuitton, and we did a show at Meta's, and we got some days coming up in Louisville too. This one this weekend is at the Vita House on Eden. It's on 2921 Eden Avenue in Cincinnati, Ohio. Doors open at 8, no cover. Come check us out.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Right downtown, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's right
there. Yeah, boy.
A lot of people down there, too.
Okay.
Yeah, trying to spread it. Spread the love.
Yeah.
Definitely, man.
Indeed.
Definitely. Man.
Yeah, indeed, man. We sit down and rap, man.
Yo.
Put everything together, man. Because, like I said, I'm going to need y'all help, man, when I reach out to these kids, you know.
Yeah.
Give them something to look up to, man. Yeah.
Yeah, they definitely need something to look up to.
Man,
I mean,
it's not a lot of it around here.
No.
And what is, I just wanted to make sure that kids can connect with some cats that resemble them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. A lot of times I be seeing, no, not to nobody, no this, but I be seeing cats that do the, you know, they be with kids and doing mentoring stuff with the kids, but they don't really relate because they're not from that environment.
Mm-hmm.
So they just kind of just, they want to help. I see it from both sides.
Yeah.
You know, I'm from there. I know them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I always could connect with them like that.
Yeah. And it's only right. Yeah, it's only right.
And plus they see you a lot more, and then, like, if they see you and see that you're doing good and that you trying to do something positive, you can kind of keep them in that direction. Whether they staying in school and playing sports, or they just staying in school getting their grades and then moving on to doing better things in life,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, going the opposite route.
And,
mm-hmm. Like 9 times out of 10, you're gonna see a kid who's trying to go the different route. But, I mean, they can get back on track, man, if they have the right person right there to mentor them.
Oh, yeah.
The one person.
Get them some good insight, man, on life. Man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you
let
catch
them know life's too short, man.
Yep, you catch them at a young age, man, before they really, really get out there. You know what I'm saying? All they need is somebody to see that's going in the right direction where they're coming from, you know, and they like, okay, well, if he there, and that's my whole thing. Like, if I'm here, why can't you be here?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's my whole pitch. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? Y'all can do it, too. It's not hard.
Yeah.
Apply yourself, man, and stay, you know, stay focused, man. Stay out of the negativity, man. It's pushing on us.
Because it's so easy to get into.
Yes, man. We at war.
They grow up and they see nothing but the bad. And then when they get older and they see, like, why am I working when I could be, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could be out
mm-hmm.
here. I could be on the block. They see cats getting it. You
mm-hmm.
know what I mean? They're like, oh, man, that's. And then on TV, like, you know, the music, you know, they put that imagery out there for them, and they thinking that's really going on. And ain't none of that happening with these dudes, man.
Yeah.
It's kind of like.
Super saturated, man. It's, oh, my goodness.
Teaching them telling them that they got this and they got that.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, half of them don't even really be having it or never did ever mess with it.
Nah, and won't come close to it right now.
Yeah.
Put it in their face, they walk the other way.
You know
what I mean?
They're like, oh, you crazy?
Not really
you know?
That.
Yeah.
It's one thing, you know, speaking on it, like, past tense and reflecting on it and talking about the ills, but you know these cats make it seem like they heavy involved right now. Like, right now they got keys in the trunk. You know better. Don't have these kids thinking that and they go do that. And they like, well, shoot, I'm riding around with keys in the trunk because I so and so is.
Yeah,
and it's like, slow.
Man,
serious.
Yeah.
Doing that,
indeed. Definitely. Yeah, man. It's, you know, like I say, man, we at war, man. It's a war against us, man. Somebody gotta. We all gotta get out here. You know what I'm saying? It's just we all. You know
mm-hmm.
it. You know it. We got to, man.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Indeed, I'm gonna definitely come back too, man.
Oh yeah.
When I get the albums ready, when I get the album pressed up and everything, I'll probably be back. You know, somebody say I'll have that ready by next week. No doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seven
ready
songs.
To hit the street.
You know what I mean? It's going down. You know, and it's the reason it's free. You know, so get it while you can. You know what I mean? Catch me in traffic, bump into me. Catch me at The Real Whip on Twitter, DareelWyp, and Whip The Real Whip on Instagram too.
Okay. Where can we download any music, your projects from?
Catch us. We got the CRW album on Bandcamp, so go to CRW at Bandcamp and you can catch that. We got that for download right now.
Okay. Yes, sir.
What y'all got going on outside? Well, I know you're gonna be in Cincinnati this weekend.
Indeed. Man, just putting these shows together, man, so we can get it going for November. We're trying to get a date for every weekend. You know, we working, man, so, you know, we got families and everything, so we got to do this on the weekend until it really, really become residual, you know. So right now we're just weekending it, you know what I mean? We're just hitting
yes,
the leg of the, you know, trying to knock off the Midwest wing right now.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
You heard it. It's your boy Whip, and we out.
Yes, sir. That was good right there. Came in just in the nick of time.
Appreciate you, man.
Chris, man. Nice to meet you, man.
Yes, man.
Yes, sir.